Have you rain there today?
Yes, definitely. And we're not happy to see the rain intermittently and heavy and light. Right now it's heavy, very heavy, just in the last couple of seconds.
Yes, we've had that same sort of intermittency in Callaway as well. So I have to share with you a few weeks back, one of my colleagues said, did you know that Western Kentucky has a botanical garden? And I was like, no. So there you are. You're at 25 Carter Road in Owensboro, and I read that you guys donated land for the garden, and you've been doing this 20 years. And June 21st through the 29th, it sounds like you're just going to have an amazing show on Dazzling Daylilies, a week-long festival. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, Kate, and let's back up just a quick second. The garden did begin being created 20 years ago this year, but our creation is a lot different than other botanical gardens in that we didn't begin from the grounds of, for example, an estate. We began from farmland.
A field. I saw it on your site.
Yes.
Just
soybeans, corn, and therefore there was a lot of advance work that was required before the many ideas for the Western Botanical Garden could begun being developed.
How could you control yourselves, or have you been able to control yourselves? I see you have 500 different registered varieties in one display bed. And you're going to have a daylily dig sale bed with over 250 different varieties.
Yes. And it is nationally certified. We were given about a year and a half ago an added collection that ties the daylily world together called the Stout Collection. And Bill can correct me on that if I've expressed it any incorrectly. But it's quite an array of hybridized daylilies. The dig bed, people will begin digging it at any time. That won't wait until the Dazzling Daylily Festival. But, of course, the festival is set on the date that it is because that is the high point in the seasonal life of the hybridized daylily.
It occurred to me that we hear of travelers going to the Netherlands to stand amidst fields of tulips, and I wonder if your array might equal that.
Isn't that something? They are gorgeous. They are absolutely gorgeous.
And you're going to have balloon riding.
Yes. The Daylily Festival, this will be the fourth annual. Probably should have started it sooner, but it's also very ideal as the daylily gardens have developed. Last year, we decided to add the oomph of the hot air balloons to begin the festival, and we're doing the same this year.
What fun those things are. So are you actually trying to, I see on the 2013 calendar that tomorrow is your first weekend wonders, and I'm wondering if you're going to be able to do anything.
Because of the weather?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we've never really been rained out before, but we were also rained out last month. So, and we had lots to do. We have lots to do tomorrow, and we'll simply deal with it if we are rained out.
What are your hours?
At this time of year, the growing season, we're 7 days a week, 9 until 3. And then we drop back between November and March during the winter season to 5 days a week, 9 till 3.
And describe the layout of Western Kentucky Botanical Garden. Picture this for our listeners.
Gee, that's a tough request. We enter off of Carter Road, which is a fairly main artery that goes north-south in Owensboro. We run parallel with the Ohio River. We are not far from the river. Upon entering, you see an alley, which is in memory of a famous nurseryman, our well-known nurseryman here in Owensboro, and that's after you've passed Silos near the parking lot, and the Silos have banners on them depicting several different facets about the garden. We have our point of entry. We have a beautiful cottage in the garden, an unbelievable home that was gifted and moved here from a fine residential section of town. We are this cottage. I'm looking out the paned window right now, overlooking the aforementioned daylily dig bed, plus a garden with variety immediately across the pathway, and then a fork in the road, which can lead visitors either to the south, where they will go by the gorgeous rose garden. They will go by the children's garden. They will see the gazebo. They will encounter the daylily display garden. They will see the herb garden, the children's playhouse. And then if the visitor had chosen to take the north path, they would have come to our wind sculptures, our educational classroom, a newly built conservatory, several memorial gardens, and we'll polish that off with a Kentucky Symbols garden, which is relatively new in the last couple of years.
My goodness. How many people take care of this garden, Susie?
Well, that we have minimal. We're very much volunteer-based, and of course, Bill and I are full-time volunteers. We have a wonderful person from Hidalgo, Mexico, who helps us during the growing season. We have a full-time worker. Our First Weekend Wonders totaled 60 individuals last season. We have a variety of miscellaneous individuals. For example, yesterday someone came, and by the name of Monty Edwards, and he, with his skill and his tools, groomed up the maze in the children's garden. It's some holly bushes that benefit greatly if they are trimmed up periodically.
Wow, so it's pretty much a labor of love across the board.
Yes, we have some people who are very financially supportive through memberships. We have some support, especially for maintenance, from the city of Owensboro. The Davis County Fiscal Court is another important supporter, and of course we have wonderful supporters for special events like Balloons Over the Garden, Dazzling Daylilies Festival.
Talk about the scale briefly. Acreage, we're talking how many, what kind of a walking trip is this?
We recommend an hour to visit the garden.
Excellent.
And Kate, Bill has arrived, and so he can speak up at any point. Is that right?
Bill?
If he gets on the phone?
Bill, are you there? Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hi. Susie has covered just a broad swath, and I want to ask you in particular about the flowers that you now, or the plants that you now have in the conservatory, and more about this daylily collection and how it came about. So you're on.
Okay. The daylily garden is a really large and major part of our botanical garden here. We have over 500 different varieties, and so several thousand daylilies plants. And of course, the peak bloom time for the daylilies would be in mid-June through mid-July. Generally peaking the last week in June. And these are all hybridized daylilies We actually feature some of the Kentucky hybridizers. Daylily World is in near Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, and we have several of their plants on display in the garden, and then thoroughbred daylilies is up near Paris or Lexington, Kentucky, and also have several of theirs, and so we're really, you know, thrilled to be able to display Kentucky hybrids.
Now, on the dig sale bed, what is the cost for digging?
The cost is $10 per clump. You go out there and you identify the plant that you want, and you dig up a big clump, and it's $10.
My experience with daylilies is that they seem to be aggressive spreaders. How do you keep all of these plants kind of in check?
It depends on the variety as to how aggressive they are. Obviously, the what we would consider the wild daylilies are very aggressive, and they're considered a, you know, sort of a pest, and we don't have any of those in the garden. But some of the hybridized daylilies can be fairly vigorous in their growth also, and we simply divide them on a fairly regular basis.
Wow. Now, before I let you go, do tell me what's in the conservatory, because that's brand new, and it sounds like you have some wonderful plants to look at there.
Oh, the conservatory is a great spot. It's been way ahead of our expectations as far as how it's done. Mainly orchids would be the thing that people would know about and would be interested in the conservatory. And the orchids have an orchid show in February, an orchid sale in February. And we had our first one this year, and that was really successful. So we're looking forward to expanding that. There are also some tropical and semi-tropical plants in there. We have some cacti, and we have several lemon trees and some different varieties of lemon trees. And we have a grapefruit tree and have some banana trees in there. Those are the main things. Pardon
wow.
me.
Wow.
There are a lot of, you know, we've started some seeds in there this year, and so we have different plants in different stages throughout the year in there also.
Well, Bill, we've got to scoot, and I have to tell you that speaking with you and Susie has brought some sunshine into our day, and I thank you both very much for speaking with us about your creation, the Western Kentucky Botanical Garden in Owensboro.
Well, we certainly appreciate speaking with you, and it's been really a lot of fun developing the garden, and I think it's a wonderful spot, and hope you'll come visit.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Kate, I just know you can arrange coming to visit us, so put that up for consideration.
Everyone listening will do so, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.